Okay, so let's we'll finish up the Mishnah. Let's see if maybe we get to Mishnah Gimel also. So let's go back to Mishnah Beis. We'll just see the second half of it. Yes, this again. So Gamliel Benoy Shabbu Dan Nasi Oimer. Thank you. So Nachma, so in the second Mishnah, Rav Gamliel, the son of Rav Yehuda Nasi, said, so the first half we saw, that he was talking about Yafet Talmud Torah Im Derech Eretz, right? That the Torah with working with Torah. So that's what we saw, that when both together, then a person, then it's Yafet, it's beautiful, it's good. So then the second half of the Mishnah, that's what we're up to now. So the Mishnah then continues. The Pashas, when you just read the Mishnah simply, it seems like a completely unrelated idea, but we'll see how the Gemara attaches it. The next part of the Mishnah, V'kol ha'melim imatzibur, right? Yeah, everyone has that, yeah? So the Mishnah says, V'kol ha'melim imatzibur, all those that are involved with the tzibur, right? Isaac v'tzarchi tzibur, you know, people like that. Yu ha'melim imon l'shem shemayim. They should only be involved with the tzibur l'shem shemayim. Sh'schus avoysam misayatam, because the schus avis of the tzibur will give them tziyat l'shemaya, if they're doing it l'shem shemayim, v'tzidkasam emedislam, and the righteousness of the ancestors will stand for the people that are involved with the tzibur l'shem shemayim. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. So if your person is Isaac b'tzarchi tzibur, do l'shem shemayim, and then you'll have the added tziyat l'shemaya. Besides, listen, you do person's involved with the tzibur, so it's a mitzvah anyway. But if you want the added tziyat l'shemaya, the schus avis and the schus of the tzaddikim that the tzibur is coming from, so it'll come when the person is involved with them l'shem shemayim. V'atem, and you, the people that are Isaac in the tzibur, that are involved with the tzibur l'shem shemayim, ma'alani aleichem schar harbe k'ilu asisem. Now the Mishnah is talking about like in Hashem's name, that Hashem says, I will give them the reward as if they did it. As if they did what? So the simple shot, like the Rambam, the Mefarshim explained, that it means that those that are Isaac b'tzarchi tzibur, so because of their involvement with the tzibur, very often they don't have the chance to learn as much as they want, or they don't have a chance to do the mitzvahs that they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, they might feel sort of, sacrificing their own growth because of it. Says the Mishnah is saying, Hashem says, no, if you're a person's eyes bizarre tzibur involved with the tzibur l'shem shemayim, so mal, that's I'll give you the schar as if you did it, right? So the person won't be held back. That's the Mishnah. Again, like I said, pash pshat, this is a nice idea, but what does that have anything to do with the first half? Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. So on page Memtas, yeah, v'kol ha'melim b'toyra imat tzibur. So right away the Gemara adds in a word over there. Right, to sort of connect the second half of the Mishnah with the first half, right? So he says that this second half of people involved with the tzibur, again, simple shot, the Mishnah is talking about anyone that's involved with the tzibur. It means, anything that the tzibur needs, begashmias, all different types of efforts. The Gemara says that since the Mishnah, the first half, was talking about Torah, so this is also talking about people that are involved with the tzibur in terms of Torah, meaning, in other words, people that teach Torah.
We said yesterday also that
Amela
Sivan in Sarakim is also part of
it. Yeah. So good. United Souls is the same sugi either way. So, there are certain pieces in the Kamarna where it's like Musar and Chizik, whatever you want to call it, for you guys. And then sometimes there's pieces of Musar and Chizik for me. So this is a little bit more addressed to me, but everyone has to find in themselves. So take a look at what it says. V'chol ha'melim b'tar matzibur, those that are in the position of teaching Torah to the tzibur. So he says, b'roiv talmidim, when a person's teaching many people, many talmidim, so it's interesting. Yev shalasek kol kach b'yichudim pratiyim u'b'dveikas ha'nifla. So the more students a person teaches, the more difficult it is for the Rebbe to give over the language he uses, yichudim pratim, like deep, pnimistik, kabbalistik, inyanim, yichudim. It's very hard to give that over when you're dealing with many, many people. Not only practically speaking, because the people won't understand what you're talking about, which I mess this up all the time, but another aspect is b'dveikas nifla. This is more subtle, that the more talmidim the Rebbe has, the harder it is for the Rebbe to be in a state of dveikus while he's teaching. Because when a person teaches, the way it's supposed to be is that there's a bond between the neshama of the Rebbe and the neshama of the talmidim. The more talmidim, you know, the harder it is for the Rebbe to focus himself to be in a state of dveikus. So when it's like, you know, a small amount of people, the content can be more sophisticated, and the dveikus that the Rebbe feels can also be more sophisticated, and the talmidim would feel that as well. The more talmidim, the everything is more has to be more watered down. So that's the so he says like this, the chol amino b'tar matzivar. So see, that's what the mission is trying to talk about. Those that are involved to teach tar with the tzibur, b'roiv talmidim, and the tzibur means many talmidim. So when there's many talmidim, yavshar lasek kol kach b'yichud and pratim, the Rebbe can't. What he's hinting to something also is that when a real Rebbe has, like when he has moichin, then every word the Rebbe says, he could have kavana for a certain yichudim, and like mamish every word, like the Kamarna himself. A good example. The Kamarna's son used to say that the Kamarna was brilliant. So he certainly had a huge vocabulary. But the Kamarna was makbid that he would only use about 100 or so words. Like in his writing, he would use flowery language. But talking to people, he always was makbid to only use a very simple vocabulary. And the reason is, the Kamarna's son said, because every word the Kamarna said, he would have kavana of shemus akdoishim that were somehow connected with those words. So there's only so many words he can use, you know what I mean, without becoming overwhelmed. So he would have like a very... So it's such a thing. I mean, that's the Kamarna. But that's what he's hinting to, is that when a person only has a few talmidim that he's teaching, so the Rebbe can be in a state of dveikus, and then every word that he says can be with yichudim. It can be with attachment, with dveikus, with yichudim, with kavanas, and that'll attach to the neshama. But when it's many talmidim, so then it's hard for the Rebbe to have that level of concentration, not because there's distractions, but just so many neshamas, it's hard to do that. And so the words that the Rebbe then says are not so much with yichudim, with kavanas in every single letter, every single word. The dveikus that the Rebbe feels is not as much. So everything's like sort of watered down. Again, he's not so much talking about the content. He's really talking about more the inner, you know, kavana that the Rebbe is feeling, and the inner kavana that the talmidim might feel as well. So everything's watered down when there's many, many talmidim. He said we do find such a thing of where you can have many talmidim and still the Rebbe's meichin is like sharp, and you know, and every word comes out with yichudim, and there's like an unbelievable state with dveikus even though there's a lot of talmidim. But zeh lo mitzinu ela Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua, this is like only by select tzaddikim. So for example, he's referencing a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that they were learning, they were darshening to many talmidim, Maisa Merkava and Maisa Breishis, and the Gemara describes how a fire came down surrounding them, Alachim came, was like a whole big scene, which means obviously they had intense moichin, despite the fact that there was many talmidim. So he says, we do find such a thing, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Sh'asku b'yachad b'tar, that they were involved with tar together, v'haya malahetis esh tivusehim, and a fire came surrounding them, like I mentioned. So, you know, that's such a thing, but that's a rare... Those are very, very big people. The Chayin Reb Shimon, by Reb Shimon Baruch Chayin, the Tzar, we find this, that he had many talmidim, and it was still like a whole spiritual experience. That's a rare thing. Other tzaddikim as well. You mentioned the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov also was also brought down that when he darshaned, even though it was to many talmidim, it was also the same type of with dveikus and yichudim and a fire. But again, that's a rare thing. But b'derech klal, avol kishu eiskim b'roiv am. But usually when you're teaching and so on to many, many people, nisbatel mehem madrega zayis, that madrega that the Rebbe himself can be involved with and he himself could be attached to when he's teaching Torah, when it's many talmidim, the Rebbe can't get there. Shetzichon lahazir panim l'kol echad. First of all, on a very simple level, like I mentioned before, the content has to be lowered. He has to explain it to each, you know, to each person on their level, la'ayin b'pshat, to be more simple. U'l'kashrim v'madrigosam. And then, even on a more, you know, soulful level, he has to connect himself to the soul, to the souls of the talmidim. And the more, you know, the more talmidim, the more complicated, the more, you know, the more stuff. So it's hard to do that. So so that's what the mission is talking about. So the mission is then trying to give an etzah. What should the Rebbe do in that scenario? So he says, you al kol ponim. So in that case, the Rebbe has to sort of like make peace with that, and he should be involved. Amelam imam l'shem shemaim. Then he should double down on his efforts to teach Torah l'shem shemaim, to do it for God's sake. And if it means that he can't, like the Kamarna, like every word with another kavana, then yasa yichud b'chlal. Then at least the Rebbe could muster up the strength to have sort of this general kavana before this year, during this year, that he's doing this l'shem shemayim to help you neshamas and to uplift neshamas. More b'derech klal l'shem shemayim, and that's okay. That's all. That's required of him. Yeah, it's a mesiris nefesh. It's a mesiris nefesh has to be begashmis and beruchnis. So the Rebbe has to be meiser nefesh. But that's the idea. He shouldn't just have, you know, chalishas adas and say, you know, whatever I get, he shouldn't fight it. You know what I mean? And he shouldn't be upset about it. Double down on doing l'shem shemayim. Like the Kamarna always says, it's not about madregas, right? It's doing what God wants. So if God wants the Rebbe to teach many talmidim, and that means that he won't be in a state of like dveikus with every word, like halavai, you know? Okay, so it's l'shem shemayim. And he says, if that means that all the Rebbe can do is sort of have a general kavana, you know, going into the shir, or just generally speaking, trying to help Yidden, as opposed to being like specific and like with complicated. Okay, then he should be satisfied with that too. And he references a Gemara in Ksubas, Kala Kamay Shehi. What's he talking about? So that's a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says it's Machlegis, Shammai, and Hillel, how to praise a Kala by Chasana, right? So the Gemara says in Ksubas that Shammai would say, Kala Kamay Shehi. In other words, whatever the Mila of this Kala is, that's what you should say to the Chasan. You know, if it's Gashmiyistika praises, Gashmiyist praises. If she Ruchniyistika things that the Kala excels in, say that Kala Kamayshi, as she is. But Hillel said no. Everyone should just say the same nusach, which is Kala Nova Chasuda. So the simple pshat is because if you go with Beis Shammai, well maybe she has a nice personality, you know, like maybe you might not find so many things. So if you go with Beis Hillel, no one can get offended. Kalan of a chasuda, that's standard. Okay, so the Gemara then says also it's not even lying, right? Because let's say she's not Nova chasuda. Okay, so the Gemara says if he's getting married to her, obviously to him, she's Kalan of a chasuda. So Baal Shem Tov said that this machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is also in Avodas Hashem. When a person's involved with something, so there's two. This Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are describing two different ways of attaching oneself to Hashem in an experience. Beis Shammai is saying beprat, like we mentioned yesterday, like a farmer planting a seed, right? So like in detail, in specifics. Like if I'm planting, it should be with a kavana of, you know, Zerei Tzedakah, Matzmiach Yeshua, Arzul Atzadik, like very specific. Well, like the Kamarna thing, that every word that came out of his mouth, this word means this Kavana, like Kala Kamay Shehi, like very specific. And that's good when you have the ability to do that. Beis Hillel, said the Baal Shem Tov, is telling us, but you're not always holding with such a thing. So then what you do is more just general. Kala Nova Chasuda, Hashem, I'm doing this in Shem Shemayim. I trust you. I want to make a parnas in order to serve you. Kala Kamayshi, more general. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying over here. So if the Rebbe is giving a shir to many talmidim, and because of the many neshamas that are in the room, he's not able to have the specific kavana and deep connection with every word and every complicated kavanas, which he would be able to do on his own, which is more Beis Shammai, Kala Kamayshi. So then you go with Beis Hillel, which is Kala Nova Chasuda. You just go with L'Shem Shemayim and if she's a health and it'll be okay. You do with Mesiris Nefesh. So he says, Biyichur kol v'dibur, Havai ad nekanayda. Or another simple kavana that the Rebbe could have, which is when the Rebbe gives a shir, so there's two things involved. There's sound, and then there's words, right? The sound comes out of your throat, and then your mouth chops it up into pieces, right? Into words. So by the Mekubolim, the sound corresponds to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the chopping it into pieces of making it into words is the name Adnai. So that's just like an easy general kavana that a Rebbe can have, which is you're giving a shir. So it's a general kavana. Have in mind the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adnai. That's maybe a pretty simple one. Instead of having every single word come out of your mouth, and this word, the gematria of this word is this, that's like super complicated. But he's giving an example of like a high level sophisticated kavana, but for the Kamarna, that's pretty pretty basic and pretty general, that's easy to think, even if you're talking to 100 people. So that's what he's giving as an example. Rabbi Yichud Kol V'Dibur, the Yichud of Hashem's name, that's related to voice and words, which is those letters, that's Yud Kevav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud mixed together. Tanaida. So he says, Shev Esek HaTzibur, when a person is involved with the Tzibur, L'Shem Shemayim, Z'chus Avis Meseyeya, you should know. And even though the Rebbe is going to feel that maybe when he gives a shir and he's not able to have all the intense devekis that he would have otherwise because of the many talmidim, so maybe the Rebbe is concerned, okay, so I'm doing L'Shem Shemayim, I'm Meiser Nefesh, and it's Gevaldik. But maybe the Rebbe feels, maybe the Torah that he's saying, because it's without all the intense kavanas and yichudim, it's not, you know, it's not going all the way up to Shemayim, and it's not being poil as much as it can. So then says the Mishnah, you should know, if you're involved with L'Shem Shemayim, it's Chus Avos. And he says, what does it mean, Chus Avos? Kama neshamis boin l'seyeya. Many neshamis that the Tzibur is connected to will come, and they'll do the heavy lifting. So the Rebbe says the Shir, L'Shem Shemayim, a general kavan, I'm doing this to help Yidin, L'Shem Shemayim, and so on. And then the Chus of the Tzibur, which, and the schus of the avis that the tzibur is coming from, Avraham Yitzchak, they'll come and they'll figure out they'll work out the details, and they could probably work out the details better than the Rebbe can anyway, right? So they'll do the rest. Shia yichud nasa v'nigmar, whatever the yichud, the inyanim and shemayim that the Torah could have been accomplished if the Rebbe had all the moichin. So now that he doesn't have the moichin, but because he's trying to help Yidden, the schus avis hakdoshim will come and they will help as well. Huh?
Why specifically that Gemara to bring out?
Like Kala Nova Chazuda?
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's like a go-to. That's a famous thing from the Baal Shem. Yeah.
That's that there's something about that Indian. That
I don't think so. I mean, it's a famous teaching from the Baal Shem. From Tolis Yaakov Yosef quotes it. The Gemara references it a lot, so it's like a famous reference by him. Kala, no, he's saying that's... That's the prop. That's the prop. He's saying that you couldn't do that, Kala Kamashi, instead of that. That's what he means. So if it's a kusam was chusam, and the schus of the avis, Amedis Lad, Livnei Banim, will stand for the children. The Atam, and he says, the Atam hadvekim, and you, the Kla Yisrael, Mala ni hashchina kdoisha, the Shchina Hashem says, that I will, Mala ni aleichem schar harbe, I will give you much schar. The Tam, Elias, Habiru, Vanashamas, all the different accomplishments that the Torah, that the Rebbe Shir could have done on its own if the Rebbe had the headspace to do it, but he didn't because he's teaching many Talmidim, but he did L'Shem Shemayim, so the Avos HaKadoshim came and sort of finished up the job. The Schar goes to the Rebbe, because L'maisa, it was because of him that everything got started. Ki'ilu Asisim, as if he did it. Ba'asiya, Libra, Shemayim, Chadoshim, Veres Chadosha, it's as if, the Hashem will consider it as if the Rebbe did all the heavy lifting on his own to create new heavens and new earths, and all the things in Shemayim that take place, that the Avos HaKadoshim and the Schus Avos of the Tzibur really finished the job, but it will be called on the name of the Rebbe because he was the one that did it with Mesiras Nefesh and L'Shem Shemayim. So again, like I said, this piece is more primarily talking to the Rebbe side than the Talmidim, but everyone, to a certain degree, everyone is, you know, sacrifices their headspace in order to help other Jews. That's the mitzvah. Even if it's simply, again, like going to work and taking care of your family, right? So those are all, your family's also Jewish, right? So you're also sacrificing your headspace for them. So that's what Gemara is saying. If you do the best you can. You do L'Shem Shemayim, and then all the amazing accomplishments that you could have done with a clear mind, but now you didn't have a clear mind because you're involved with helping Jews, Schus Avos will take care of it, and the Schar will be attributed to you. Okay. Position, we should only see good things.
Is there a parallel?